Country in the City, le meilleur de la country avec Nathalie Rendu sur Radio Cité Genève.
Bonjour et bienvenue dans Country in the City. Notre artiste de la semaine est Alissa Bonagura. Alors, ce sera une émission un petit peu particulière dans la mesure où l'émission lui est entièrement consacrée. Je l'ai rencontrée il y a peu et j'ai eu la chance de l'interviewer. Pour vous la présenter en quelques mots, elle est née le 1er avril 1988 à Franklin dans le Tennessee. C'est une ville qui est environ 20 km de Nashville. Ses parents sont Michael Bonagura et Kathy Bailey. Ils étaient tous les deux musiciens. Elle a déjà enregistré 5 albums, elle a de nombreux singles à son actif et plusieurs classés. Pour sourire, elle a fait sa première tournée à l'âge de 3 mois dans le bus de ses parents. Elle est auteure, compositrice, ingénieure du son et productrice. Elle se produit un petit peu partout dans le monde. Et du reste, elle sera à Genève en septembre. Alissa, pourriez-vous vous présenter, nous dire qui vous êtes, d'où vous venez et de quels instruments vous jouez?
Hi, it's so good to see you and meet you. And I was just saying that j'ai étudié français à la COP pour 3 ans, so I speak un petit peu français. okay, so yeah, I grew up in Nashville, Tennessee. My parents were in a band called Bailey and the Boys, and so I grew up on the tour bus, 3 weeks old. And my playground was really, you know, stadium shows, and my brothers and sisters were the people in the band and the crew. So I've been making music since I was 2 years old. I started singing when I was 2. I ran out on stage with my mom at a festival, and I've been doing it ever since. But yeah, they never forced me. My parents were very hesitant to get me into the music business because, to be honest, it's a tough business, you know? And so they would leave instruments around and I would just kind of pick them up and learn how to play them myself. And that's how I learned. So I listened to a lot of Joni Mitchell growing up and learned how to play guitar by listening to her.
On va écouter un premier titre d'Alissa, I Make My Own Sunshine.
Bonjour, c'est Alissa Bonagura sur Radio Cité Genève.
Everything is wonderful, everything is great. Free as a bird, singing outside my window pane. Got a fresh new start, it's a brand new day. And I got lots of love to give away.
Alissa, vous êtes auteure, compositrice, productrice, chanteuse. Préférez-vous l'une de ces casquettes?
how do you say, I love all of them. J'adore all of them, everything. I went to school for engineering and music production in Liverpool, and I wanted to learn how to produce my own music, because when I write music, I hear all the parts in my head, and I wanted to be able to express all of them together. So everything has their own thing. Songwriting for me is really cathartic. It's really, really good for my soul. It's always been the way that I express myself, but also it's like therapy for me too. So I think if I couldn't do anything else, I would always write. But singing is another thing too. It's like, they're all their own animal. You know, you have to enjoy all of them, to be honest. But I love all of them. I mean, I wouldn't pick one over the other.
J'ai effectivement vu que vous aviez étudié à Liverpool en Angleterre. Pourquoi ce choix plutôt que l'université de Belmont que vous avez à Nashville?
Yeah, I went to the Paul McCartney School there, and he was my favorite growing up. He was really my idol. Like, my parents brought me up on the Beatles music. So when I looked up places to go to college, I didn't really want to go to school because I was on the road so much doing music. I knew what I wanted to do, and I knew I wanted to make music full time. But I was at a Christmas party. This is so random. I was at a Christmas party here in Nashville when I was 17 years old with my parents, and someone from Liverpool was there. And she's married to a really amazing producer here in town, Ray Kennedy. So her name was Siobhan, and she said to me, "Alyssa Wade, going to college?" Like, with her accent, with her Liverpool accent. It was so cute. And I said, "I don't really know yet." You know, she was like, "Have you heard of the Paul McCartney School?" And I said, "Paul McCartney has a school?" I had no idea. So it was the only place I applied. And I told myself if I got in that I would go. And I got in on a full ride scholarship for 3 years going to school there. And it was the best decision I ever made. I made some of the best friends of my life there.
Alors, pour faire un rapport un petit peu avec les voyages d'Alyssa, j'ai choisi la chanson Road Less Traveled.
Bonjour, c'est Alyssa Bonagura sur Radio Cité Genève.
Big old moon, sky full of stars, me and you, and the soul guitar. And I know I got some things I gotta do on my way back home. I ain't gonna chase money or fame, I'm just gonna do what makes me smile. If I fall, I'll be the one to blame. Gonna take my time with the heart of a child. I don't need to play no one's game, I'm just gonna let my soul unfold. On the road less traveled. this money or fame. I'm just gonna do what makes me smile. If I fall, I'll be the one to blame. I'm gonna take my time with the heart of a child. I don't need to play no one's game. I'm just gonna let my soul on the level in the sky.
Présentée par Nathalie Rendu.
Quelle est la différence entre étudier à Belmont ou à Liverpool?
I think that obviously besides culture, you know what I mean? There's something really exciting about being at a school that is a conservatory where you're only focused on that. You're not focused on math and science and everything else. You know, here in America, you have to take all those courses as well. And I wasn't great in school, so I just wanted to do what I knew how to do and really do it well. So when I heard about LIPA, it was the only place I wanted to go. But Belmont is amazing as well. I mean, they have an incredible music business course as well. But it was like a magical thing that happened for me to get to go all the way to England and be immersed in a different culture and meet new people and people from all over the world. You know, I had friends from Switzerland. I had friends from Germany. I had friends from, where else? Africa. I mean, you know, everybody comes from all over the world to go to LIPA. So it was mind-blowing in the best way.
Comment écrivez-vous ou co-écrivez-vous? Avez-vous une méthode ou est-ce que cela vient tout seul?
Sometimes it's the melody first, mainly. I'll have like a melody that comes into my head. And mainly, every time I write a song, it's about something I've been through in my life. Every time, whether it's been heartbreak or happiness or, you know, whatever. But yeah, it's always been my way of expression. And also, whenever I've been really, really sad, I've always written about it and it's helped. It's really helped me. And so I've always wanted my songs to be able to help others in that way where they could relate to it and say, oh, I've been through that before, you know. That's like the best part of being an artist is when people come up to you and they say, that song helped me get through a really hard time, you know. That's all I could ever hope for. But that's kind of how I write. I kind of start with the melody and then I'll kind of go to the piano or the guitar and I'll switch and then just kind of, you know, do it until the song's finished.
Et pour illustrer un petit peu ces mélodies, on va écouter New Wings.
Bonjour, c'est Alyssa Bonagura sur Radio Cité Genève.
I've been loved and I've been hated. I've been famous, I've been jaded. I've lost friends along the way. I thought we're always gonna stay. And sometimes change don't feel good coming in and moving things around. But it's the one thing I can count on. And I feel it moving in me now. Oh, I could never go back. No, I could never go back to the way. Was
Êtes-vous davantage guitariste ou pianiste?
I started on piano first. I play all by ear, so I don't read music at all. But I started on piano and then I went to guitar. And I think it just depends. Sometimes it depends on what moves you, you know. Sometimes you want to go to the piano because it has a more emotion. The guitar has, you know, only a certain number of chords that you can play in different ways. And that's why I open tune the guitar. I normally will play in all open tunings because it moves me a bit more than just a standard tuning. But yeah, I'm. It's funny when you write with me, a lot of my co-writers will tell you, I'll start on one instrument and I'll move to like five different instruments while we're writing the songs. I'm like, wait, we need more inspiration here, you know? So it just depends.
Banjo or mandolin?
I do play banjo and mandolin, yeah. If it has strings, I will definitely try and play it. No, I'm not very good at fiddle, but I have tried to play it. I'm just not great.
Comment définiriez-vous votre musique?
I think I would define my music as it's singer-songwriter for sure. I mean, I grew up listening to country music. I grew up listening to folk music and whatever was on the radio. So for me, it's a little bit country, it's a little bit folk, it's a little bit pop, and it's a little bit British because one of my other favorite bands is Coldplay. So I think it kind of encompasses all those things, but I think if there's one word to describe my music, it's storyteller. I think I've always been a storyteller in a lot of different ways, and sometimes I'll change the production to match the song. So if a song feels like it needs to be a little bit more folk, I might do it more acoustic, you know, just to get the message across.
Et la chanson Paper Airline illustre parfaitement qui elle est.
Bonjour, c'est Alyssa Bonagura sur Radio Cité Genève.
I know it's been a year since I talked to you. Once a lover and you're now a stranger. I hate that the last thing I said to you was sent out of hurt and anger. I've been taking this time for my healing, 'cause I hear you in every song. You're showing up in my dreams in the evening. Still don't know where we went wrong. Close to the fire, put our trust in the folded wings. Thought the wind was gonna take it higher. You never know when the heat of a moment can go up in flames. But we were never gonna make it in a paper airplane. Welcome to the wild blue. When you said that you wanted to love me, Even if we crashed and burned, I didn't want to hear a word that you told me. I bought the ticket with no return. I took a ride in your paper airplane and flew too close to the fire. Put our trust in the folded wings. Thought the wind was gonna take it higher. You never know when the heat of a moment can go up in flames. But we were never gonna make it in a paper airplane. Oh, oh, oh. We flew around the world, nothing was ever safe. I was your paper doll in your paper airplane. Gave you a love so real, fell for a love so fake. Rip out another page, make a paper airplane. Took a ride in your paper airplane, flew too close to the fire. Put our trust in the folded wings. I thought the wind was gonna take it higher. You never know when the heat of a moment can go up in flames. But we were never gonna make it in a paper airplane. In a paper airplane. Yeah.
Country in the City, c'est sur Radio Cité Genève.
Quand vous aviez 10 ans, vous avez enregistré un duo avec Kenny Rogers. Avez-vous encore des souvenirs de ce moment et lesquels?
Oh, Kenny Rogers is amazing. I mean, I was just a little kid when that happened, but I guess my favorite memory was being, I learned this song. It was a Christmas play that he had created. And he needed an angel to play this part. And so I got the part as Katie in this recorded thing. And I walked into the studio and he was there. And, you know, as a kid, I don't think you realize, like, the you know, how famous he is. Because for me, I grew up around these people like Reba McEntire and Vince Gill. And they were like my parents' friends. And so I just, for me, he was like a normal person. However, when I went into the studio, I think my favorite memory was that I had learned the song like exactly how they told me to learn it. Mm-hmm. But he had done something a little differently on the recording. Mm-hmm. And so as I sang it, I said to him, I was like, Kenny, at this one part, you do it like this on the record. Do you want me to change it? And he goes, you know what, Alyssa, you're right. Let me come in there and fix it. And so he came into the booth, fixed his part. And then I got to do the same thing as, you know, it was so cool. He was so wonderful and so kind and sweet and wanted to do what was best for the song. So he let me lead that part, I guess.
Alors, je n'ai pas retrouvé le duo en question, mais une autre chanson de Kenny Rogers qu'on aime tous, The Gambler.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice. So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when.
run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em, when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough to count when the deal is done.
100% country sur Radio Cité Genève.
Si vous deviez choisir pour qui vous deviez écrire, quel artiste choisiriez-vous?
Oh, that's a tough question. I love writing with Jessie James Decker. She's one of my best friends, and we have this kinship together when we write that's just so easy. We get together and we write a song in like an hour. I love writing for her. If I could write with anyone, it probably would be Chris Martin from Coldplay. I've always wanted to write with him. I've never written with him, but if I could write with anyone, I just think he's one of the most brilliant songwriters. And in country music, it probably would be Dolly Parton if I could write with anybody. Right?
I don't wear it, but yesterday I bought a t-shirt. It's difficult to be a diamond.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's so good. Yes.
It's so good.
She's amazing. Yeah. And she's one of our best songwriters, I think, in the world that we've ever had.
Parlez-nous un peu de votre nouvelle musique et de vos projets.
So I'm working on a brand new record. I started it in quarantine when the pandemic started. And I've just really been getting into who I am again as an artist, because I was in a band for about 5 years, mm-hmm. in the sisterhood band, and we had so much fun. We toured all over the world. But when that ended, I think I was trying to figure out who Alyssa was as an artist again. And so I started taking all of my, you know, experiences and channeling them into songs. And I would just like sit in my room over quarantine and be alone and just heal through music. And so I would, you know, produce and play all this stuff. And so the record's almost done. I've got like 3 songs that are in the mixing stages now. So hopefully in the next couple months, we'll be able to hear a full album.
Quand je lui ai demandé 2 chansons classiques qu'elle préférait, elle m'a répondu Johnny Cash, I Still Meet Someone, et Dolly Parton, The Grass Is Blue. On écoutera ces 2 chansons tout à l'heure, en fin d'émission, mais dans un premier temps, on va écouter celle qu'elle a choisie comme country actuelle, à savoir les Lady Antebellum, I Need You Now, Lainey Wilson, Hurt Like a Truck, et les Akron Band, Colder Weather. On l'appelle aussi souvent cette chanson See You Again. On écoute ces 3 titres.
Say Lady Antebellum
on Radio City.
Picture perfect memories scattered all can't fight it anymore. And I wonder if I ever cross your mind. For me it happens all the time. It's a quarter after one. I'm all alone and I need you now. Said I wouldn't call but I lost all control and I need you now. And I don't know how I can do without. I just need you now.
Another shot of whiskey can't stop looking at the door.
Truck. There ain't no breaking when shine it up, rev it up and let it run, yeah. It gets a high riding off into the sun, yeah. I got a heart like a truck. It's been drug through the mud. Runs on dreams and gasoline. And that old highway holds a key.
Le meilleur de la country classique à celle d'aujourd'hui.
She'd take Colorado if he'd take her with him. Closes the door before the winter lets the cold in. Wonders if her love is strong enough to make him stay. She's answered by the taillights shining through the window pane. He said, I want to see you again. But I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a random man. You ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame. And you were born for leaving. At a truck stop diner just outside of Lincoln. Night is black as the coffee he was drinking. And in the waitress' eyes he sees the same old light is shining. He thinks of Colorado and the girl he left behind him. He said, I want to see you again. But I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a random man. You ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame. And you were born for leaving. Born for leaving. Well, it's a wild. No matter where I am, I can smell your perfume through these whispering pines.
I'm with your ghost again. It's a shame about the weather, I know soon we'll be together, and I can't wait till then. I can't wait till then.
Radio Cité Genève.
Country in the City, le meilleur de la country avec Nathalie Rendu sur Radio Cité Genève.
Alissa, si je vous demande de choisir entre Dolly Parton ou Loretta Lynn.
Gosh, that's really tough. But I would say Dolly Parton. I mean, that's tough because Coal Miner's Daughter is one of my favorite songs. And my mom does a really cool version of that song. But Dolly, because she's everything. She can write these songs that cut so deep to your soul. I love everything about Dolly. I love what she stands for as a human. I love who she is as an artist. I love who she is as a songwriter. And Loretta's incredible too, but if I had to choose, I'd pick Dolly.
Effectivement, il est compliqué de choisir parmi ces deux artistes, alors on va écouter les deux. Tout d'abord, la chanson de Dolly Parton dont elle parlait en début d'émission, The Grass is Blue, et ensuite la chanson de Loretta Lynn, Coal Miner's Daughter.
I've had to think up a way to survive since you said it's over, told me goodbye. I just can't make it one day without you, unless I pretend that the opposite's true. Rivers flow backwards, valleys are high, mountains are level, truth is a lie. I'm perfectly fine, and I don't miss you. The sky is green, and the grass is blue.
We're through. Country in the City, le meilleur de la country classique à celle d'aujourd'hui.
Et si je vous demandais de choisir entre Johnny Cash ou Waylon Jennings?
Oh, man! You want to hear a cool story? So one of my best friends, she's passed away now, but she used to manage Waylon Jennings. And when she passed away, she left me Waylon Jennings' couch. So I have Waylon Jennings' couch in my house, and I've written so many songs on this couch. Like, as a person, probably Waylon, but as a musician and songwriter, I would pick Johnny Cash.
Alors là encore, on va écouter les deux artistes. Waylon Jennings, un méga tube, mais en fait, il a fait que ça, donc c'est un petit peu compliqué de choisir parmi tout cela. C'est Ladies Love Outlaws et la fameuse chanson que Alissa adore de Johnny Cash, I Still Miss Someone.
I still miss someone at my door. The leaves are falling, the cold wild wind will come. Sweethearts walk by together, and I still miss someone. I go out on a party and look for a little. I find a darkened corner, 'cause I still miss someone. Oh, I never got over those blue eyes, I see them everywhere. I miss those arms that held me when There's someone for me somewhere, and I still miss someone.
Cité Genève.
Bessie was a lovely child from West Tennessee. Leroy was an outlaw, part of me. One day she saw him staring and it chilled her to the bone. And she knew she had to see that look on a child of her own. 'Cause ladies love outlaws, like babies love stray dogs. Ladies touch babies like a banker touches gold. Outlaws touch ladies somewhere deep down in their soul. Linda was a lady, blonde and built to last. Billy was a no-good guitar picker running from his past. She heard all his songs telling nothing but bad news, but she made her mind up to try to get him, win or lose.
Ladies love outlaws,
like babies love stray dogs.
Ladies touch babies like a banker touches gold.
Outlaws touch ladies somewhere deep down in their soul. Jessie liked Cadillacs and diamonds on her hand. Waymore had a reputation as the ladies' man. Late one night, her light of love finally gave a sign. Jessie parked her Cadillac and took her place in line.
'Cause ladies love outlaws,
like babies love stray dogs.
Ladies touch babies like a banker touches gold.
Outlaws touch ladies somewhere deep down in their soul.
Ladies love outlaws,
like babies love a bunch of stray dogs.
Ladies touch babies like a banker touches gold.
Outlaws touch ladies somewhere deep down in their soul.
100% country sur Radio Cité Genève.
Pour conclure cette émission, elle vient de sortir un single et en attendant l'album à la rentrée, on va l'écouter, Other Side of the World. Et je vous rappelle qu'Alissa se produira à Genève le 3 septembre, mais on en reparlera. Tout de suite, Alissa Bonagura, Other Side of the World.
Bonjour, c'est Alissa Bonagura sur Radio Cité Genève.
Tell me what you're doing right now. I'm just getting up, sipping coffee in my cup while the sun by you sinks down. Tell me all about your day. I bet you just poured some whiskey over ice. I wish I was there tonight, but I'm on the other side of the world and I wanna be with you. Maybe we can meet in the middle somewhere. You pick the beach, baby.
To
magic that we can make happen when you ain't so far away. And I don't have to miss you all damn day. I'm on the other side of the world, and I wanna be with you. Maybe we can meet in the middle somewhere. You pick the beach, baby, I'll be there. On the other side of the world, I could fall into your arms and dance underneath the same stars and be where you are.
Chers auditeurs, c'était Nathalie Rendu au micro de Country in the City. Je vous rappelle que je vous retrouve tous les vendredis de 19h à 20h et sur les podcasts. Merci de votre écoute et rendez-vous à vendredi prochain, 19h.